This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. Today, Tara Haskins, Total Farmer Health Director and mental health expert with AgriSafe, offers tips to cope with stress on the farm. Tara, tell us about AgriSafe and your work to provide mental health resources for farmers.
Thank you so much, Jesse. So for your audience that may not know about AgriSafe, we're a national nonprofit in agricultural health and safety, and we provide educational trainings and resources for healthcare professionals and people that work in agriculture. And part of ag health and safety is mental health. I'm a board certified holistic nurse, and so it's very difficult to separate mental health from physical health. AgriSafe works really hard to bring evidence-based training to our audiences, whether it's to healthcare professionals or the workers in agriculture, to help them identify their needs and to sort of be part of an interactive community when it comes to mental health, because community is really important, especially in ag. So we do a lot of trainings in suicide prevention. And with CHS's help, we've been able to do some really innovative programming I'd like to tell you about later.
Well, first, how could farmers prioritize mental health during this busy season?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you're right. This is an extremely busy time for our ag producers and farm workers. And I would like to start by saying, first and foremost, you've got to take care of your basic health, making sure or trying to get adequate sleep. If you need help with that, seek some assistance with that with a healthcare provider. Eating well and eating regularly. And then also reaching out and asking for help if there is a stressful situation or you're experiencing a lot of worry or concern about a certain issue. We know that individuals that seek help early have less severe symptoms and concerns later on. And so seeking help early is a basic strategy. If you are an individual that has already receiving some type of mental health treatment or behavioral health treatment, stay with that. You know, don't not take your medication. And if there are any issues with your treatment that you're not happy about, go back to that provider and tell them what your concerns are and collaborate and work with them to help come up with a different solution. There's always something that we can do when we can work with an individual, but the key is we have to know where the problems are in order to do that. And then the last thing is stay connected to those around you. Individuals that find themselves in crisis many times feel a profound loss of community, and they may be surrounded by people they love, but they still may feel alone, and that can feel really burdensome in a time of worry or concern. So stay connected. And if you need to talk to someone, there are a lot of options. There's 988 in most states, in all states. And then in certain states where the AgriStress helpline is, they can call the AgriStress helpline and get help, get that emotional support, get that crisis support, as well as resources and referrals for both agricultural issues and mental health.
Well, Tara, you alluded to this a little bit ago. How does the CHS Foundation partner with AgriSafe on mental health programming to help farmers manage stress?
So CHS is such a valuable partner to AgriSafe. As one example, in 2022, CHS funding allowed us to build up our attendances and programming in our Mental Health Innovation Exchange. And that's a free monthly meeting that we send out. Anyone can join us. And we bring in individuals that are doing really innovative programming in their communities. And they share that programming in a quick 15 or 20 minutes. What that does is that allows AgriSafe to be a multiplier of those individuals that are doing good work across the nation. And it also allows other individuals to come in and hear ideas and examples that they could go back to their communities and fit that to their population. So the CHS funding allowed us to grow our attendance in that programming from averaging 15 every session to right now we're looking at 65 to 80 attendances monthly. So that was an extremely successful initiative. This year, CHS funding has allowed us to expand our programming in mental health. A couple of key webinars that we brought to our audiences were one by Dr. Frank Campbell, who is an expert on suicide postvention, And we also brought representatives from Healing Conversations from the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. Those two webinars were received with a huge attendance. In fact, it's some of the highest attending sessions that AgriSafe has had. And I really was impressed and by that attendance. And it just tells me that individuals are looking for information about people that are suicide loss survivors. So we try to provide programming to prevent suicide, but we also want to provide programming to help individuals that have been impacted by it. And then the other two programs that CHS is providing funding for is we are growing our training on conversations on access to lethal means. So this is a very specific type of training in suicide prevention so that we can have collaborative and productive conversations with individuals who might be in crisis to keep them safe. And then finally, we are trying to address opioid deaths in our agricultural communities by providing naloxone training for those communities and by providing producers and employers ways that they can incorporate that into their daily work.
Well, what mental health resources are available for farmers and their families?
So there are a lot. And depending on where you live, your state may have some very specific resources. So I encourage anybody listening to this, reach out to your local regional farm ranch stress assistance network to see what's available, your state department of ag. AgriSafe partners with many of those partners. And so a few things I could tell you, there are a lot of resource lines that are out there that can provide helpful information and referrals for specific problems. There are also, of course, there's 988 for crisis, and AgriSafe has in 10 states the AgriStress helpline for agricultural communities, and they can come to our website and see which states are covered. And that is a crisis level line that also provides agricultural resources as well as mental health resources. In addition to that, AgriSafe has a lot of trainings. Many of those are free, and we have a lot of printable resources and things that they can put out at events, commodity group organizations, as well as put something, you know, in their workplace for quick reference.
Well, we've been talking today with Tara Haskins, Total Farmer Health Director and Mental Health Expert with AgriSafe here on Around the Table for Mental Health Awareness Month. Tara, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Jesse.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.